mallet, and just beat it, put a little salt in there, and just mash it till they bruise it, and then it'll sour and they make kraut out of it.
That's the best
kraut in the world.
Uh-huh.
Homemade kraut.
And how big is your churn?
Just whatever size you want.
Is it right?
According to how many cabbage you got.
Uh-huh.
I got a 5-gallon churn out there, I make mine in. I still make it.
Yeah. And how much cabbage would you put in a 5-gallon?
I just don't know how much. I just cut and beat till you get it full. Mm-hmm. Then you take a saucer and put it in there and press it down. And get you a piece of brick or something other, wash it good and clean and put on that saucer. And then you lay some cabbage leaves over that, some more rock. No, put the cabbage leaves over the saucer and then the brick on it till it sours. Oh, and then tie a cloth over so no flies nothing can get to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sour and then take it out and cook it a while, put it in some cans and put it in a cooker. Now, it's used to, you just eat it out all the year out of that jar and over the time. But now, I can it. My wife canned it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it would keep the year round?
Yeah, it would keep.
Yeah.
Then brine, you see.
I see.
If you put it too salt, it won't sour.
That reminds me, did you ever hear anybody use, say, like a head of cabbage? Did you ever hear anybody, when you were a boy, say, several head of children?
I don't believe I did.
If somebody had a lot of children, what would they say? He's got a whole... did you ever hear anybody say he's got a... Instead of saying he's got 6 children...
Some say he got a house full, some say one thing or another, yeah.
Did you ever hear the word passel? Got a whole...
Yep, passel. He got a passel of them, hadn't he?
Is that right? And
Colored people, I heard them say it a minute time.
Is it mostly color expression?
That's the way they expressed it. Large family.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole passel of them.
But they never say a head of, you got 6 head of children.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And talking about corn, would you describe the different parts of an ear of corn?
The first thing it makes a cob. That's the first thing it comes on. Well, the first thing it silks out, you know, on the end. And a shuck comes on there, and then in that shuck, there's a cob in there. And then it'll begin, if you got moisture enough, it'll begin to put these grains on. Mm-hmm. How, I don't know. I've never been able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll come on there.
Mm-hmm. And when the kernels come on, when is it ready to eat? How can you tell it is ready to eat?
It's got a dough, kind of a milk, a dough in it, and you mash it, and it's got to be tender. You can't let it get old. If it is, it's husky.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get it while it's tender, and that the milk will be kind of whitish looking. It comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in that stage, well, that's what they call roast ears then.
Mm-hmm. And this is not the same as corn that you raise for hogs, is it?
Same thing.
Is it?
Yeah. But I'm fixing to change up. Mine's got to where I'm raising this hybrid yellow corn. It's got a great big old cob. And I go in there and deep freeze and show you. Corn in there, I got it in there, man. I had corn night before last on the cob, corn on the cob. Yeah.
Dead of winter, huh?
Yeah, grandson come in, I had him a whole platter cooked that ready, you know. He eats hearty.
Uh-huh.
But it's too big a cob, and I'm going to get me some little cob corn.